This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How about the blockbuster trade in the NFL today? Anybody see this one coming? The Houston Texans and the Buffalo Bills hooking up in a little AFC trade. Stephon Diggs sent from Buffalo to Houston in a mega deal here. The specifics are two late round picks, so a 2025 next year, fifth round and sixth round pick. Go to the Texans with Stephon Diggs. Meanwhile, the Bills are getting the Texans' 2025 second-round pick via the Vikings. So that's a pick for next year. They trade Diggs and two picks. They get a second-rounder a year from now. Not a great return for your wide receiver one. But how obvious it is that the Bills just wanted out of the Diggs business at this point?
Without question.
$31 million in dead cap. Now, his cap number was like 27, so you're basically taking on a $4 million additional hit than you would have. But there's a big difference between paying $27 for pizza and paying $31 to not have anyone give you pizza. You're like, I'm going to give you $31, but make sure you don't give me any pizza. It's like, but for four fewer dollars, you can eat pizza. No, I don't want the pizza. And in fact, I don't want it so much that I'm giving you four more dollars to make sure you don't give me any pizza.
So this is so telling. He's missed only a game or two over the last four seasons. Answers the bell every week, right? I think he missed one game in 2020. Maybe even he didn't. I don't know. But very few plays missed, games missed, et cetera. He's averaged 1,400 yards, just shy of that, and almost 10 touchdowns per year over the last four seasons since joining up with Josh Allen in Buffalo. I don't want to gloss past that. This is a 1,400-yard, 10-touchdown receiver that they were kind of like, you take him. It just tells you how over it they were at this point. And they'll start anew. They added Curtis Samuel, who I think will help them, not fulfilling necessarily what Stephon Diggs did, but I think they're going to trade up probably. I mean, you look at Brandon Bean's track record. They moved up in the draft almost every year, it seems like. They're going to target one of these prime receivers at some point early in the draft.
You can book that. Because right now it's Khalil Shakur, who's a slot guy, but he's undersized. He's a nice little gadget player. Frankly, he reminds me of a smaller Curtis Samuel. And then they have Curtis Samuel. They also brought in Mac Hollins, who's the opposite of small. He's this gigantic, ripped wide receiver from the Falcons. But it's not a good receiver room. Let's say Samuel plays 17 games. I think he's a very solid number two. He was probably the most efficient, maybe the best playmaker the Commanders had at wide receiver last year.
He'd be a 65 catch, 750, 800-yard guy in that offense.
But they need an X. They need a vertical threat. They need someone who can be a volume, 1,100, 1,200-yard wide receiver. They don't have that. They're going to have to draft that guy now, no doubt about it. But a couple of things. I guess from the Bills' perspective, to put a bow on that, you got to trade these guys a year too early, not a year too late. If thought the Eagles under Andy Reid taught me that lesson better than anything, right? Where they'd move on from someone. Sometimes we were on the wrong end of that in D.C.
Yeah, a couple times, seems like, yep.
But you got to move on a year early, even if it's painful, not a year late. And I think they're looking at Diggs, who's 30. Forget that he's a gigantic pain in the butt, which we can come back to. But last season, he went from 1,430 yards on 108 catches the year before to 1,180 yards on 107 catches. 13 yards per catch to 11. I mean, that is a gigantic fall off. And the efficiency is where the problem was. It was the same number of targets, yep. Almost identical. It was the same number of catches. It's a lot of stuff around the line of scrimmage. He went down almost 300 receiving yards. And we all saw it. I mean, he just wasn't the same last season. Now, he might tell you, or the Texans clearly would tell you, we think he's still got plenty left, and he can get back to being 105 catch, 1,375-yard wide receiver. They're betting on that. But I think the Bills are betting against that. And then there is the elephant in the room, as you mentioned, which is the same guy that agitated to get out of Minnesota, couldn't stand Mike Zimmer, didn't want to continue to play with the Vikings, whatever issues he had with Cousins or Zimmer or the organization. He had 1,100 yards, his best year of his career, and wanted out of Minnesota. And now, as you just said, for the fourth straight season in Buffalo, went for 1,100-plus and constantly was at odds with Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
From what we could tell, remember last year, didn't they tell him not to come to camp or something weird?
There was some bizarre deal where either he didn't come or they told him not to come. I don't know.
Sure it'll work out great in Houston.
Yeah, it was for a while. I mean, it was an endless saga at the end.
That was a joke. I was being hyperbolic. I was being sarcastic. It's not going to work out. It's like the James Harden thing. I'm sure this team will be different. When you sign up for Stephon Diggs, you get Stephon Diggs. I actually root for Diggs because he's a Terp. He's a Maryland guy. He's a local guy. But, man, is he tough to watch. He's been on my fantasy teams for years, and he puts up numbers, and I deal with it because I don't have a locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about it.
I deal with it. It's a great bet.
I don't have to have him yelling at my quarterback on my fantasy team. But in real life, it's just not as fun. I don't know if he's a great fit for a young QB like second-year C.J. Stroud because of how demanding he is, and he's not afraid to go yell at you on the sideline if he's not getting his targets. But I do love what the Texans are doing. They are pushing their chips in. They are a fringe Super Bowl contender. How many teams can you tell me right now, if Stroud repeats his performance from last year, are better than the Texans in the AFC? The Chiefs?
Yeah.
Who else is definitely better than Houston? Remember, they went and got Danielle Hunter, led the NFL in sacks last year.
Would you put the Ravens there? I mean, they've had a net loss this offseason.
I don't think they're definitely better, but I would say that we'll throw them in the group.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs, Ravens, who else? That it?
Maybe the Bengals with Burrow back?
I don't think they're not definitely better than the Texans.
Yeah, it's an instructive point.
So it's fair to call them a Super Bowl contender.
This is what you do when you're that, right? Like if you're a piece away, go get the piece. If you're not a piece away, you don't do that. And Houston wants to take that next step. It was nice, cute story. It was fun. They were 10-7 in a rotten division. Okay, that's nice. Now what's the next step? Not to be complacent, you don't pat yourself on the back. You try to go big. So I get it from their perspective.
I wonder how much internally for the Texans the discussion was, this guy's a great player. He's going to make us a lot better. But. .. Like, is this the right fit for our quarterback?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What I don't want with a really young QB coming into his own is an overly demanding diva wide receiver one, especially with the talent they've got. Nico Collins is awesome. Tank Dell is excellent. You know, they have a Collins is the best wide receiver two in the league today, right now, in my opinion. Tank Dell might be the best wide receiver three in the National Football League right now. Kick him in to the slot. I like down the depth chart. You know, they have Noah Brown, the former Cowboy. Robert Woods had some big years with the Rams. John Metchie was a former second-round pick who's never really gotten right. But, I mean, that's six deep now at wide receiver. At tight end, they've paid Dalton Schultz twice. They just brought in Joe Mixon. They still have Damian Pierce. There are a lot of playmakers to keep happy there. And I still think it's a net positive, as we talk about all the time, go get your young quarterback as many weapons as possible. Not everybody's Terry McLaurin, though, where the weapon happens to be just a class act.
I don't want to share with all those guys. I need my 130 targets or whatever.
I just hope for C.J. Stroud's sake that Diggs treats him better than he treated Josh Allen, where he's screaming at him constantly.
So I do think there's always a honeymoon, right? Where whenever Stephon Diggs shows up somewhere, you get a few years of great behavior before it turns due to some perceived slight that may or may not be imagined. But so hopefully that's that if you're Houston.
Did you see what Diggs tweeted last night?
I didn't know.
So I don't know where this all came from, but a Bills fan had basically, in something he was tagged on, responded to a question. And the question was to the extent of, is Josh Allen great because of Stephon Diggs, or is Josh Allen great? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how important? And some Bills fan responded and said, Stephon Diggs helps Josh Allen, but he's not great because of him. And Stephon Diggs responded to that and said, you sure? Question mark. Now, I've seen this. It's gone viral because everyone is making the point. He may have known he was getting traded. Did he tip them off? Is the you sure an indicator that he knew something was coming today? I don't know, and I don't care about that. When I see that, I go, why is a wide receiver on Twitter?
Why would you do that?
Suggesting that I'm the reason our quarterback is good. That ain't for me, man.
No.
And when you go 1,400 yards and 13 touchdowns, I can make it a little more for me. But when you go 1,108, it's not as cute, right? And if 1,100 becomes 975 this year and six, like, how does he act? But the Texans, they went and got, I'm not saying all these guys are stars, but look what they've done. Danielle Hunter, awesome pickup at end. Danico Autry, one of my favorite pickups for what they got him at D-tackle. They signed another starting D-tackle. They signed Jeff Okuda. They brought in Azeez Al-Shaair at middle linebacker who's going to start for them. They have, I believe, another seven guys on defense that are in their rotation that they signed this free agency period. Like, they have loaded up under D'Amico Ryans. And you can do that when you have a quarterback making no money.
Mm-hmm. Looking at Diggs, though, just to put it in perspective, he's on a Hall of Fame track in terms of numbers.
He's an incredible talent.
He'll be top 40 this year, both in receiving yards and touchdowns, with, you would think, some time on the grass left. He'll pass guys like Chad Johnson and Gary Clark and, you know, maybe catch DeSean Jackson this year. But again, both in terms of touchdowns and yardage. So there's still something left in the tank, but you're 100% right. Like, you can afford to do these kinds of things if you're Houston right now. Eventually, you're going to have to give C.J. Stroud the Mahomes treatment, where you trade away the Stephon Diggs or Tyreek Hill.
Allen treatment.
Or Allen, I guess, yeah.
And then you have to make this kind of decision, where now you go, hey, Josh, we paid you all this money, man. You've got to elevate Curtis Samuel. You know, you've got to work with the rookie we're about to draft that's coming in here and make them great. Diggs in weeks 1 through 9 last year, 205 DER and 13.9% DVOA. So just like takes everything into account for your value, really. Weeks 10 through 18, negative 21.3% DVA. And so there's some wondering, is it an injury? Like, what happened?
I mean, he fell off a cliff.
So that's deep analytics like numbers. I can just give you the counting stats. Weeks 1 through 9, 70 for 834 and 7. He was on pace for like 125 grabs and 1,500 yards. Weeks 10 on, 47 for 422 and a touchdown.
Only had two games over 50 yards as at receiving.
Just
over the last 8 weeks. Yeah.
With some drops and some bad moments in there too. I just... For the Texans, though, I love loading up when you're not paying the quarterback yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.